Unit 7. Battle of Sheridan Street.
Channel 7 News Desk.
We have two reports tonight on that continuing story from Sheridan Street. First, let's go to reporter Alan Nelson at City Hall.
Report 1.
Thanks, Katie. Well, right now, the City Housing Authority isn't working on anything except the Battle of Sheridan Street. It's one woman and her pets versus City Hall, and so far, she's winning. Ms. Hilda Martinez, the director of the Housing Authority, has agreed to talk with us. Ms. Martinez, has the situation changed since yesterday?
No, Alan, it hasn't. Mrs. Hamilton is still in her house, and she still refuses to talk to us.
What are you going to do?
It's a difficult situation. We'd like her to come out peacefully. The police don't intend to arrest her, but she's a very stubborn woman.
Stubborn? Well, it is her home.
Yes, and it's been her home for a long time, I know. But nobody else refused to move. You see, we're going to build 400 apartments in that area. We expect to have about 1,200 people living there when the project is finished. You have to balance that against one person and a pack of dogs.
But Mrs. Hamilton was born in that house, and she is trying to give a home to the homeless dogs of this city.
Of course. But we have promised to relocate her and one of her dogs to a modern apartment in a senior citizens project. The other dogs will go to the ASPCA.
So, what happens next?
We can't wait forever. We want the ASPCA to take all the dogs first. Then we hope to talk to Mrs. Hamilton and convince her to move. We have to do something soon.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Live from City Hall, this has been Alan Nelson for Channel 7 News Desk. And now to Cindy Wong, who is with Mrs. Florence Hamilton at her home on Sheridan Street.